Happy Sunday, Redeemed Church. It's Pastor Steve and Shelley again with you. We're just so excited to be here with you again via internet. And so we know things are changing, God is moving, but we just got to keep pressing and keep being faithful and doing what God's called us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Pastor Shelley, I think, has some praise reports we want to start with.
Yes. Well, first of all, we are so grateful for all your prayers for Steve and for my sister. They are both doing amazing at this end of the week. It's been awesome just seeing how God has moved. We also got a text from Nicole, and the Lord once again has provided for her the rent that she had to pay. He provided for that, and she also shared that she got a new part-time job. So praise the Lord, He is just moving and working and continuing to do financial miracles in people's lives, and it's just an amazing time just seeing what God has been doing for people. And again, I believe it is because when you're faithful and you're tithing and you're giving, it's in those moments when we have a need that all of a sudden it's there. The need is provided for. When you're faithful and give, God opens the floodgates of heaven and pours out a blessing we can't contain. And so we're just continuing to agree for each one of your families that you have more than enough, and that God's going to continue to bless you and prosper you, and just to keep you healthy and whole and blessed. And speaking of blessings, we're so excited for next Sunday is our Mission Sunday. And even though we won't be able to be together, we're so excited about this time and this season to be able to do our missions pledges. And so we just encourage everyone to be praying. We've shared with you in the past multiple times that we really aren't the kind of pastors that want to put a guilt trip on people or show you a bunch of pictures to make you give feeling like you have to, or the spur of the moment. But we really believe that it's up to you guys to be praying and seeking the Lord as to what you'll give toward next year's missions. And we do a pledge system so that it kind of gives us a rough idea of what we have to work with for each of our missionary families. And as you'll see next week, it's amazing how every single year you give more and more and more, and every single year you go above what was pledged. And that is no different this year. So get on your dancing shoes and be ready to shout next week when I share what God has done last year. And I'm so excited as we look forward to see what God is going to do this year. So be praying. And once you get that amount, I would ask that you please email us the amount that you're going to be giving so that I can have a rough estimate for our pledges for the next year. So God's doing amazing things.
Amen, amen. And way to go, church. Yes. Praise God. It's amazing how the Lord continues to reach out through you, even though we're not physically getting together. It's just the power of the Holy Ghost and faithfulness and determination and just faith. Amen.
Yes.
So
amen.
Speaking of faith, why don't we begin with our statement of faith before we enter into worship today? Ready, begin. Say this.
I am strong in the Lord, and the power of His might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I am called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I am the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I am a child of God, and God loves me. And God loves me.
Oh, tell somebody in your house, God loves you.
God loves you,
and
buddy.
Let's worship God together.
Your faithfulness.
thank you for your presence that is with us. You said where two or more are gathered together, you are there in the midst of them. And even though we're not gathered together physically, our hearts are together today, Father. And we just praise you and we thank you for filling every home with peace, filling every home with your love and with your joy. Lord, I praise you and I thank you, Father, that every person today is healed and healthy and whole. That there is soundness of mind and heart and spirit today. As we draw closer to you, Father, I just thank you. Your word says as we draw closer to you, you draw closer to us. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness today.
Just lift your hands and welcome the presence of the Holy Ghost in your house today, wherever you are. Just say, welcome, Holy Spirit. I receive you afresh in my life today. I receive my healing. I receive my freedom. I receive my forgiveness and my prosperity and my wholeness and health. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Just thank him for all that. Just thank Jesus. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Well, as is our custom, on the last Sunday of the month, we're going to receive communion. So why don't you take a moment if you need to pause the message and get your communion elements together, and we're going to pick it up and receive our communion together. Amen. And it comes out of the passage of scripture I'm going to read is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 25 or so. And it says this, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Amen. So today, Father God, as we take the bread and the cup today, we thank you, Lord, that your body was broken for us so our bodies could be made well. We thank you, Lord, that we're part of the body of Christ, Lord Jesus, that there's no disunion or there's nothing that can get between us when we love you, Father God. And as we take communion today, we're declaring that we are one with you and we're one with one another, and we give you the praise for it, Father. In Jesus' name, let's take the bread together. Somebody just say, "Thank you, Lord, for your body that was broken for me." And as we receive the cup today, that represents the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for the cleansing of our sins, we receive our cleansing today of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord that is before us today, the joy of our salvation, and we give you the praise. We receive what you did for us at the cross in Jesus' name. Let's take the cup together. Oh, somebody say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord." And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory today in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Well, amen. As we worship the Lord also with our tithes and offerings again this week, just remember our mailing address here for the church is P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Just make any checks, of course, payable to Redeemed Church. And the Lord bless you as you give. I wanted to share something out of Brother Kenneth Copeland's book entitled The Blessing. It just jumped out at me today. I've been reading through this and studying it and using it, you know, like a textbook, making notes and highlighting things. And something just jumped off the page to me today. It's on page 95, and it's titled, "I Will Bless Them That Bless You." And this is out of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And the Lord is speaking with Abram. And it says this, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, 'Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.'" And he capitalizes blessing. "And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And one of the things I wrote there, you know, as I'm approaching the half century mark next year, will be my 50th birthday. And I know many of you might be, younger than me, older than me, whatever. But one thing I wrote by that is, we're never too old. Amen. Abraham heard this at 75. Noah was not a young man when God called him to build the ark. Amen. And he had a big job, didn't he? To save humanity. Hello. Right? But the thing that jumped out at me on this page was the words, and I wrote on the side here, this is prosperity in a nutshell, right here. And it says this, "I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." So let's say that together. Say this. This is God speaking, but say this. "I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Well, Lord, I thought I was supposed to make your name great. Doesn't religion teach us these things, right? Of course we magnify God. Of course we exalt him. Of course he is God, and there is no other God greater than him. But this is God speaking to us, right? He says, I will bless thee, you, and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. So the purpose of prosperity is for you and me to be a blessing. But in order to be a blessing, church, we have to be this thing called blessed. Hallelujah, right? So the Lord is not above you and me prospering, being successful in business, in ministry, and whatever God has called you to do. It's not a shameful thing to be successful. Amen? It's a godly thing. It's this thing called the blessing empowering you, the blessing of Almighty God. That's been in operation since he spoke to Abraham. Amen? Somebody say that again. Lord, bless me and make my name great, and I will be a blessing. You're just praying the word. Amen? Many, 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 many people would shun that and, oh, who do you think you are? Well, apparently my father wants to do this for me. So I would rather offend you than offend him. Somebody say amen. I just got to say it one more time. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. And, you know, Shelley was sharing earlier about the amazing giving that y'all been doing over the past year and years before this towards world missions. That's the heart of the church. That's the heart of God. Reach the lost with the gospel. Get this gospel preached. And that takes something called money, something called provision. Amen. Praise the Lord for vision, but there's also got to be this thing called provision. Amen. And don't you know, we serve a God of great, great blessing, great, great wealth, and he's not shy about it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray you bless your people as they give today. Bless our tithes and our offerings. We send out the harvesting angels to gather in the harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we give you all the praise and glory. Receive. Somebody just say, I receive raises. I receive bonuses. I receive favor. I receive jobs, businesses. The success of God, the blessing of God operating in me and through me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Somebody say amen. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. And thank you so much again, church, as you're giving and tithing and sowing your seeds. Your church, you know, even though we haven't physically met in, goodness, I don't know, this might be 11 weeks now. Praise God. Your church is thriving. Your church is still moving forward. Amen. And just thank you for your continued, you know, faithfulness in these areas. Praise the Lord. And we're continuing just to believe God with you and look to the horizon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray for over today's word. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your spirit that's with us today. We thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Holy Spirit would say to us today. Just say, Lord, make me sensitive today to your voice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Well, we're continuing in our message series entitled Outward Signs of an Inward Work. Somebody say, Outward Signs of an Inward Work. You know, once you get born again, you get saved, you give your life to Jesus, that isn't all there is. Amen and praise the Lord. That's the main thing. Amen. But once you and I get saved, get born again, give our lives to Jesus, there ought to be some things that flow out of us. And again, it's not in order to be saved, not in order to be born again, but because I'm saved, because I'm born again, there are things that we should be looking for and watching for and believing for to just be flowing through our lives. Amen. And today I want to talk about, the word encouragement. Somebody say encouragement. Amen. And I just, again, we've been on this message for weeks and weeks, and And I just can't move on from it because the Lord has more for us. Praise God. And don't you love when the Lord just has more for us? Amen. And we probably will be on this, I'm thinking at least through June. Praise the Lord. Next week, of course, you won't want to miss it. It's going to be our Missions Sunday message. Pastor Shelley will probably be doing the majority of the speaking that day. Amen. So just be praying and believing God for great things. Hallelujah. But our foundation text for this message continues to be Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. And it says this, the word says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Somebody just say that out loud. Lord, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. Praise the Lord. Now, when you love God more than anything, when you love God more than anyone, hallelujah, when you love Him more than you love yourself, amen, praise the Lord, then that just opens up our lives to an amazing fellowship with Jesus, amen? And we've all got areas that He's working with us on, amen? We won't be complete until we walk into the gates of heaven, amen? Praise the Lord. But the main thing is, church, stay in love with Jesus. Somebody just say, I'm staying in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been doing that a lot this week. When I feel something in my character being challenged, or in my mind being challenged, or I feel tempted to start getting stirred up about something, maybe getting offended about something or whatever, it just comes out of my mouth, Jesus, I love you more. Jesus, I love you more than this. I love you more than my right to get angry right now. I love you more than that fearful thought. I love you more than that worried thought. I love you more, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we love Him more, then amazing things can happen in and through us. Amen. The Lord is in the business of reaching out and reaching other people and encouraging people. Amen. And how can you and I, church, be encouraged or be an encourager unless we ourselves are encouraged? Amen. And you know, I am so encouraged walking around town. I'm out, you know, I'm working and so forth, and there's some places you need to wear a mask in certain stores and things, but it's so encouraging to see people in the United States of America working together for a common goal, whether it's just, you know, watching for each other's well-being, whether it's, you know, trying to get businesses back open. Amen. We're praying and believing God for that. Amen. Whether it's whatever it is, being innovative with how to do business during this season, right? It's amazing. And people's how patient people are waiting to get into stores, how they watch for one another and give each other honor and preference. And, you know, there's a lot of good things happening out there. Business owners welcoming people, right? You know, this today, this recording is on Saturday, the 30th. The, you know, a rocket was launched to the outer space to get a couple astronauts to a space station right in the middle of a pandemic. You know, a lot of people are not going to be happy about that and write stories about it and tweet about it and post about it. But I'll tell you what, church, to me, that catches in a capsule. That is the spirit of freedom. That is the spirit of America, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're still going to keep reaching. We're still going to keep pressing. It was so encouraging to see that. Amen. Just, you know what? We're going to continue to press. We're going to continue to reach. Yes, we're doing the things that we have to do with this, but we're also going to be looking to the horizon. Amen. And it just blessed me to see that. And that it was, you know, it was a private industry that funded the thing. Amazing. Amazing. That's the spirit of America. And we were founded on the Word of God and biblical roots. and you just can't contain. You just can't hold down a group of people that see themselves as one nation under God, not one nation under COVID. Amen. Not one nation under abortion. Not one nation under homosexuality or gender confusion. No, one nation under one God. I still believe, church, the majority of our country believes that. And that's why we're seeing these bright glimpses of light. Amen? That's why we're going to come out on top. That's why God is using our country still to reach out to other countries and encourage them. Amen? Praise the Lord. But Elizabeth reached out to me today, and she was just fired up about this rocket being launched. I watched it just a little while ago, the replay of it. Just an amazing thing. But she said this. She says, my birth was on the first anniversary of the landing on the moon. I grew up next to Vandenberg, AFB. I grew up watching missiles launch, some exploding. I've been in mission control for a launch. I was one of those kids who were doing all of the space shuttle classes. We were going to launch her, she says. We watched her come in on the back of the 747 for fittings. We heard her sonic booms. Amen. I've been to the base during construction. It was massive. And then she said, we lost our chance to launch. We cried at the tragedies. We cried when it was decided that only Florida would launch, not California. And we were sad to see her stop flying from 2011 to 2020. That's a long time to not launch Americans from American soil on an American launch vehicle, she says. And she says, I'm crying again today. It's a good cry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our sister Elizabeth, thank you, Elizabeth, for sending me that, was encouraged by what happened today. Amen. And I believe many, many, many Americans are, and we should be. Amen. And one of the outward signs of the inward work of salvation is that we are encouraged in our faith in God and that we're an encourager. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to look at a few places in Scripture that address this. If you have your Bible, open it to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. One of the stories of King David before he was officially king. Amen. And you know, he received a prophetic word that he would be king, and then he had some waiting to do. And he had to run for his life from a psycho that wanted to kill him. The reigning King Saul, who was literally going nuts. Amen? But here in chapter 30, verses 1 through 8, now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. In verse 6, this is the main verse here. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, or strengthened himself in the Lord. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, oh wait, we're gonna stop right there at verse 6 right now. Amen. But the let's read verse 7 and 8. David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. Now there's an encouraging word, right? He sought the Lord. That's why God loves the heart of David, right? He didn't get all into ego, and I'm just going to go make this happen to prove everybody I'm the next king. No, he was broken about it. It's like everybody else. but he encouraged himself in faith, and then he sought the Lord for his wisdom, right? And he got the wisdom, he got the instructions that he needed, right? But that word that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Oh, church, you know, this is one of the things that separates the grown-ups from the babies in the body of Christ. And don't you know, there are a lot of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old babies in the body of Christ. And one of the things is this, babies do not know how to encourage themselves, right? Give me a baba, give me a cookie. I got a poopy diaper, right? No. As we grow up in Jesus, we need to get real, real good. This is a good message for the season that we're in right now. We need to get real, real good, church, at encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. And that word encouraged, this is from the concordance, means to fasten upon, right? He fastened himself upon the Lord. It means to seize. He seized the Lord. To be strong, right? To be courageous, strengthen, cure, help, repair, fortify, to bind. There's a lot of great words in this. It's in your notes. Restrain, conquer, aid, cleave, be constant. Oh man, that's a big one. Just because stuff looks rough, don't quit. Just because stuff looks ugly, don't change your faith confession, right? If the word says it, you believe it, no matter what it looks like. Amen? Be established. It means force. It means to lean. We're leaning on Jesus. It means prevail, right? This is the difference between Christians who prevail and those who do not. Right? Those who encourage themselves have a prevailing faith, right? To be recovered, to retain, to withstand. I mean, I don't know about you, church, but that's the kind of description I want on my resume. When God is reviewing resumes of people, he needs something done, and he pulls out my resume, I want him to see, let's see. He fastens upon me. He seizes my words. He's strong. He's courageous. He knows where to come for help, right? Amen. He cleaves to me. He's constant in his confession of faith. He's established in his faith. Amen. He knows how to press in. Somebody say, sounds like me. Sounds like me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged today, church. It's a choice to be encouraged, and it's a choice to be discouraged. Amen? And we've all felt discouraged. We've all been through times of discouragement where it seems like nothing's going well. I don't feel it. I feel depressed. I feel sad. I've got these issues going on. Don't you know, church, that's the time when you and I need to stir ourselves up in our most holy faith and encourage ourselves in God. And now, that's the thing. We're not talking about positive mental attitude here. We're talking about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. And a lot of people out there don't understand when folks like us are saying things are improving, things are getting better. I heard a gentleman say on conservative radio the other day that he's a cup half empty guy. He says, I think it's gonna get worse. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Amen. But you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say what God says. By his stripes we are healed. The name of Jesus is the name above COVID or any other devil that's trying to come against us. And we will not waver in our confession of faith. We're not talking positive mental attitude. We're not talking wishing, you know, rose petals and you know what I'm saying? No, we're talking faith. We're encouraging ourselves. That's what David did. He didn't just encourage himself. He didn't encourage himself in himself. He didn't say, well, I'm the king. Well, I got this, I got that. He didn't encourage himself because he'd had a rough childhood. Well, man, I had such a bad beginning, a bad upbringing, been so poor and broke. No, no, he encouraged himself in the Lord. because I have a covenant with God, things are going to be fine. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Jude chapter 20 talks about being encouraged in prayer. Somebody say, I'm encouraged in prayer. Hallelujah. Well, the Amplified Classic Version says it this way, Jude verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher and higher with Jesus. Praying in the Holy Spirit. So we're not just talking about coming to God and crying, squalling and bawling and having a fit. No, we're talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. Today, at the time of this, you know, when this message, when you hear it, it's going to be, you know, out there for the May 31st Sunday service. It is Pentecost Sunday, church. Pentecost. That's the day we remember that the Holy Ghost was sent, right? Acts chapter 2. Amen. Read that this week. The Holy Ghost was sent, and you know, the sound of a mighty rushing wind came into that upper room, and tongues of fire sat on the heads of each one of those people, and they all, the Bible says, they all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to pray in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, Pastor Steve, I don't believe in that. Well, then you don't believe in the Bible. Amen. Encouraging ourselves has a lot to do, church, a lot to do with praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in other tongues. Let's do it right now for about 10, 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Sholeve ba kalave ba tonde, kelave ba shote, kalava bo shikala bombendo, kavendo, kashalava pokela, kela vonde sheta. Malakuma. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, I don't know exactly what I said, but I know it was something good because I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Bible says, somebody say the Bible says, this is how we encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Amen. Somebody say, I'm encouraged because I pray in the Holy Spirit. And if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, man, it's as easy as getting born again. Now, if you're not born again, don't get baptized in the Holy Spirit because you don't know what spirit you're going to receive. Amen? There's a lot of spirits out there, but only one you should receive. But first you get born again. You say, Jesus, I receive you as Lord of my life. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. I just praise you, Lord, for what you did for me on the cross. Now you're born again. Amen. Now you have done the only prerequisite needed to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There may be a message coming soon talking about baptism itself as being an outward sign of an inward work. But specifically here, we're talking about baptism in the Holy Spirit. And you do not have to be water baptized before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You just lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I receive my heavenly prayer language today. And you just begin to pray out in the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, in seasons like this, and I'll guarantee you this, church, just because of this COVID virus thing that's got, you know, all the pressures of that, doesn't mean everything else in our lives stopped just because of that. Amen. We all got things that are pressing us, things that are trying to frustrate. And Pastor George calls it the pile-up technique the devil has. One thing after another thing. You know what? That's why we pray in tongues, church. That's why we pray in the Holy Ghost, to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. And you know, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're praying the answer to every situation. You could be praying answers to situations that haven't even come against you yet. Because the Holy Ghost is always out ahead of the devil. Amen? Somebody say praise, praise, praise the Lord. And you can be, that's one of the beautiful things about wearing those masks. You can be, if you're in a store that requires you to wear a mask, you can be walking around that store praying in tongues and people be like, huh? What's that? I've done it. Amen. Praise God. Well, we also can be encouraged in the Word of God. Amen. We talked about being encouraging ourselves, being encouraged in prayer. We can be encouraged. Acts 27 talks about being encouraged in the Word. This is the story of the Apostle Paul being taken by ship to Rome, right? He had the message of the gospel to deliver in Rome. And do you think the devil wanted him to get to Rome? Do you think the devil would like to have had Paul, the man who God used to write much of the New Testament? He wanted him dead, amen? And so did a lot of religious leaders. Hallelujah. But there was a plan, right? And in this ship that they were all on, carrying Paul as a prisoner to Rome, there uprose a big storm, a hurricane force storm, that was threatening to destroy the ship. Amen? And we pick it up here in verses 22 through 25. And Paul says this to the men. He had a visitation from the Lord in the middle of this storm. Amen? And he says this, "Now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve." That is a powerful statement. Powerful statement. "There stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve." Don't you know you have an angel? You have angels assigned to protect you, and they're angels of the God who you belong to and who you serve. Amen. And he said this, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." Verse 25. Paul was encouraged by the words of God. Amen. And you and I, we have this thing called the Bible. Somebody say the Bible. Somebody say, be in the Bible, be reading the Bible, studying the Bible, listening to God's Word preached. One of my favorite places to hear God's Word preached is on the Victory Network. Amen. Why? Because I love the spirit of faith. Amen. And I love a lot of other ministers. But man, I'll tell you what, I just get so stirred up when I plug in and just listen to something. The Victory Network, you can find it. Just search out victory.org, victorynetwork.org on your laptop. I watch it through Roku. Find yourself a broadcast that you like. There's many different options on there. Find one that you like and you can plug into every day. You can, you know, have an app on your phone, somewhere where you're getting fed God's anointed word as being teached and preached. I also enjoy Keith Moore's morelife.org. Listen to a lot of messages there. Jesse Duplantis. There's so many places you can plug in, but that's in addition to you getting in your own Bible and reading it for yourself. Amen. You spending time with Jesus, you and Him alone. Amen. And sometimes that means you got to stay up a little later when it's all quiet at night, or get up a little earlier before anybody's up. Amen. Where you and Jesus can have your quiet time. Hallelujah. Just a little while ago, I was at a laundromat doing my uniforms for work at a laundromat down the street. And I just tucked myself in the back seat of my van and shut myself in with Brother Copeland's The Blessing of the Lord book and read part of a chapter. And that's what inspired today's offering, actually. But just, we're looking for times to get away with Him. Amen. Opportunities to get away with Jesus, even if it's 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. But a good chunk of time every day, church, is so valuable. Be encouraged in the Word. Be encouraged by feeding on God's Word regularly. There's no replacement for that. There just isn't. Amen? Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. I'd encourage you to have a reading plan where you're on a yearly plan reading through the Bible. You're not just picking up and flipping to a chapter and reading, but you have something that you read every day. Amen. I use the Faith to Faith devotional from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And in that devotional, there is a calendar for reading the Bible through every year. It's not difficult to do, church. It really isn't. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's move on. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 talks about being encouraged in faith and thanksgiving. And this is the amplified version of this verse. And it says this: "As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to Him." See, that is so powerful. I'm not trying to get Jesus to conform with me. I'm not trying to get Jesus to conform to my way of life. No, no, no. The idea is I'm becoming more like Him. I don't need Him becoming more and more like me. I need to be becoming more. That's amen. Praise the Lord, right? Verse 7, "Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him." Somebody say, "I'm continually built up in Him." So again, we're not talking mind over matter. We're not talking positive mental attitude. We're talking being continually built up in Him. Glory to God. "Becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving." Oh, church, praise the Lord forevermore. Just lift your hands right now and thank Him. You know, lifting praises and thanksgivings to God, oh, it is so marvelous. There's such power in thanksgiving and praise. When something's pressing on you and weighing you down, amen, pray in the Holy Ghost, get into the Word, hear some teaching and preaching, encourage yourself in your most holy faith, amen. And don't forget the power of praise and thanksgiving. Just begin to praise God and thank Him, and thank Him and praise Him some more. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forevermore. Amen. One other thing that I want to add to the King David portion up there at the beginning is he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. But there's a verse I was going to add, and I took it out just before we started, but the verse in Proverbs, it says, "Without vision, my people perish." Amen. And David knew, he had a knowing, God has called me to be king. And that thought encouraged him in that moment that seemed so dark. Paul, in the same way, he knew God has called me to Rome. We're not going to die. We're going to get there. That vision that he had encouraged him. Amen. Because it was a vision from the Lord. And I would encourage you, church, like Abram was 75. Amen. It doesn't matter how old we are. What has God put me on this planet to do? What is the vision that He's put in front of me? Amen. Is it, about just having a blessed marriage? Is it about some sort of profession, business, ministry? You know, what is it that He's put in your heart? Ask Him, seek Him regarding it. He'll give you a vision for your life. Amen. A word for your life, something to be reaching towards, something to be looking forward to. Oftentimes during the week, you know, you just kind of the doldrums start setting in. A lot of, even again with this COVID stuff, the season that we're in, it's oppressive, right? And you're out there and it just seems oppressive. And the Lord starts asking me questions like this: "Hey, Steve, what are we looking forward to later? What are we looking forward to? What are we excited about?" Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get to share some words with the church again this week. Amen. I'm looking forward to getting home and having dinner with my family, watching a good movie, you know, going for a drive. You know, you just start thinking about what are we looking forward to? You know what? After all this, there's a heaven to look forward to. There's people that are going to get saved. Amen. God's going to use my life in a special way. Oh, church, what are we doing? We're encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And don't you know, a person that lives like this, encouragement will flow out of you to others. See, people out there are discouraged. I heard of a celebrity the other day that's battling COVID herself. And she found encouragement on some online thing that got nothing to do with the gospel, right? So she found something temporary. But don't you know, there's no encouragement like Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, give him Jesus. Give him real hope. That's what so blessed me, church, about the ad that you and I put in the paper last week. There's always hope in Jesus. Somebody say, that's going to stick. That's going to stick with somebody. Amen. Well, in closing, I want to turn your attention to being encouraged in the love of God. Oh, church, we need to remind ourselves every day. I say this often, my Father loves me. The other day I was walking out to my rig to get started on my day of work, and you got this list going through your head, and sat down, Father, I thank you for keeping me as we go out today. And boy, it just bubbled up, my Father loves me. My Father loves me. The first thing I pray every day when I get to my prayer, my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah, right? My Father, my Daddy who is in heaven. My Father loves me. That encourages me, church, to remind myself my Abba Father loves me. And this comes out of Romans 8, 38 and 39. But I want to read the kind of the Pastor George version. We get his letter, the Eagle Mountain International Church monthly letter, and Pastor George wrote this beautiful, encouraging letter this week that I received and read. But he closed it with a faith statement, and I want us all to hear this and say it ourselves, right? He says this, say, my heart is established. Just repeat that after me. My heart is established. Nothing can shake me, move me, or discourage me. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and thank him. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great encourager. It even comes to my mind right now. What did Jesus do? You know, I preach to you and minister and pastor, but I also have a thing I do during the week, a job in pest control. Well, Jesus was a carpenter, wasn't he? Before he was called to, you know, the full-time ministry. You know, we don't get into all that. That's somebody say, just be led by the Holy Ghost in whatever you're doing. But the point is, our Savior, our Lord, was a carpenter. What do carpenters do? They build things. Amen? He was a builder from the beginning. And even, obviously, him being, you know, God in the flesh, God the Son, he's always been a builder, building the kingdom, building us up, building you up in your most holy faith. In fact, the word says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray over the church today. I'm lifting my hands toward our system here as we're recording, and I release my faith right now, Jesus. I release the spirit of encouragement. I speak courage to your heart today. I speak courage to your soul and to your mind today. Our faith, Jesus, is in you. We thank you, Lord God, that you've got everything under control in our lives, and we give you the praise for it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Want you to do a little homework assignment this week. Find somebody every day to encourage. And always include yourself in that mix too. But somebody else other than you. Amen. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Send us testimonies on how you're doing that. We just so love hearing from you, church. RedeemedFam@gmail.com. Keep in contact with us there. God bless you. Shelly and I love you. And we will see you very soon. Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.